1970, there was an article in The Australian. Did you see that?
That was it. Yep, that was it. I'd met, as I said before, I'd met two gay guys that I had met through a straight friend of mine, and had been around with a whole load of other gay people. This were the article in The Australian. I remember reading it, and I can still see it, and I think the copy that I kept was so yellowed and whatnot. I think it's in the archives that I gave to Peter and Lex. And I remember looking at it and thinking, this is amazing, because it had never occurred to me before that, apart from the bars that I'd heard of and whatnot, and I think by that stage we'd probably been to a couple of places in Paddington, but that was the wine bar, not the Purple Onion or any of those. And I think I remember sitting down and reading it three times and thinking, well, they were quite ordinary to me, because I know there was John Ware, Michael, at that stage who didn't have a surname, and Chris Pohl were the people that were, and there was a picture of John, it was sort of scrawny, had beard. Michael was the opposite, sort of well built and quite well groomed, and Chris Pohl. And I thought, just the way that the article read, and I remember probably the same day thinking, this is probably going to mean I'm going to go and ring them up or do whatever, or write to their post office box or whatever it was. And I can't remember which it was, but I think it was a post office box actually. And then they sent me something that said they were having a meeting at wherever it was.
In February there was the meeting in St John's Hall in Birchgrove.
That's where it was, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, Birchgrove. I was just running through, I know it wasn't Balmain. I know it wasn't Rosa. Yeah, that was the first one. Again, I can't remember quite how it turned out, but I mean, I know there was some, they said, well, you know, if anybody wants to help, then, you know, stay behind afterwards, and I stayed behind afterwards. And that was it from there on in. Basically, I became part of the organisation. I didn't do much at the first instance. I was just there. I mean, we sort of, you know, just did whatever was necessary. I think there was certainly lots of folding of letters and mail outs and all of those sorts of things to people. There was going through newspapers and whatnot to take out any cuttings that even faintly related to homosexuality. And Peter Chabilko was the first person I remember from that. I think I was allotted the Guide of Times or something, and the Australian Agricultural Review. So a couple of really exciting papers, which, you know, certainly didn't have any, or at least didn't have very much mention in them, but, you know, you read between the lines and you pick things out.